Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
The top stories tonight, biomass power plant plans ditched.
The simple fact is that there are a lot of other sites around the country that are easier in that you haven't got to deal with landfill.
We'll have reaction. Why life in jail shouldn't mean life, according to European judges. And nautical celebration launched to boost Isle of Wight tourism.
We need to take this whole sort of heritage of the sea far more seriously. It's a major driver for the island.
Those stories and more coming up on the programme.
The Isle of Wight tonight with Emma Philo.
Good evening. Welcome to the Isle of Wight tonight. It's 5:30. Plans to build a biomass plant near the River Medina have been ditched. The announcement came just hours before tonight's meeting of the Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet, which was due to discuss the matter. Matt White has the details.
Real Ventures was expected to ask for more time to prepare a planning application for the plant on Stag Lane at tonight's meeting of the Cabinet. The company, which launched a plan to build the plants next to the River Medina in 2010, had wanted to extend its preferred bidder status for the former landfill site. However, today the company said the outcome of ground monitoring tests and changes to government support for biomass plants attributed to the decision to withdraw. Chief Executive of Real Ventures, Ray Tucker, says he's got mixed feelings.
It's a cause of frustration because we're based on the Isle of Wight. And this was the first site we looked at. We spent a lot of time and effort and money on it. But, you know, then you have to be realistic about, well, where are we going to spend resources and time and effort in the future? And we sat down as a group and then informed our shareholders that actually we think we're better off focusing on other possible sites and therefore not persist with the Isle of Wight.
Ray also says the company has no interest in any other Isle of Wight sites and will explore other options on the mainland.
We spent a lot of time looking for an island site, but the simple fact is that there are a lot of other sites around the country that are easier in that you haven't got to deal with landfill. So, you know, it's just a case of, you know, what is the most attractive proposition? And I'm afraid, you know, this site at Stag Lane is not high enough up on our list.
Today's announcement's been welcomed by campaign group White Biomass, which says it's over the moon. Spokeswoman Tanya Rebel says she hopes another major planning application for the area follows suit.
People are really worried also with regard to the asphalt plant, and I hope that's also now going to be shelved, because the two are linked after all. This is a question of whether we want the river to be industrialised as such or whether we want it as the beautiful site it is, as well as a tourist attraction.
Tanya Rebel there, ending that report by Matt White. And you can tell us what you think by going to our website, iwradio.co.uk, or via Facebook and also Twitter.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Let's get some international headlines. Life in jail should not mean life. That's according to judges in Europe. They've ruled sentences in England and Wales that put an offender behind bars without the prospect of release amount to cruel and degrading treatment. The European Court of Human Rights says there must be the possibility of release or review. Eric Allison served 15 years in jail and says there has to be the chance for rehabilitation.
Human beings have got the potential for change. And I've seen people who've done some awful things, and I've seen them change their character completely whilst they've been in prison. And they've just become completely different people to the people they were when they were convicted.
Rupert Murdoch's been asked to give evidence before MPs again. The Home Affairs Select Committee says it wants the News Corp boss to answer questions about a tape which has emerged in which he apparently says he regrets cooperating with phone hacking investigations. Tributes have been paid to an island man who died in a crash in the New Forest. Michael Smith, who was 50 and from Freshwater, was killed when his bike lost control and hit a van travelling in the opposite direction last Tuesday. His brother said he loved life and was a happy-go-lucky person who will always be remembered. The 47-year-old driver of the van, who's from Lymington, suffered shock. Ed Miliband has laid out plans to radically change Labour's link to the unions. The new system would end the automatic fee paid by union members to the party, instead offering them the chance to opt in. Officials admit that the move would mean Labour would take a financial hit, but Mr Miliband thinks it could also mobilise union members.
Think of the potential of this idea. It could grow a party from a membership of 200,000 to a membership of far, far more than that.
And Elton John's pulled out of performing at London's Hyde Park on Friday. He needs surgery for appendicitis, but his spokesperson says the 66-year-old is set to return to the stage in early September. Sir Elton is still due to headline the Sunday night of Bestival on the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight Radio. Sport.
Well, there's huge confidence among England cricket fans that the team can retain the Ashes urn. The five-match series with Australia starts at Trent Bridge tomorrow, and the home side are the big favourites to win with the bookies. These spectators who watch today's training sessions there are convinced it'll be another great summer for the hosts.
Predicting a 3-1 victory to the English.
We have now got such a good team. People will be surprised what they will see here.
I'm English, aren't I? We've got to rule the world at this sport, haven't we?
Well, meanwhile, buoyed by Murray's Wimbledon success, nearly £6 million of public money is to be invested into tennis in Scotland. It'll be spent over 4 years and has been announced jointly by Sport Scotland, the Scottish Government's National Agency for Sport, and Tennis Scotland. Finally, on the Isle of Wight tonight, a new event's been launched to try and extend the Isle of Wight's tourism season. Local businesses and restaurants are being urged to get behind the Festival of the Seas, which will be held this September. It's organised by Visit Isle of Wight. Its chief executive, David Thornton, says it's time to celebrate one of our biggest assets.
We need to take this whole sort of heritage of the sea far more seriously. It's a major driver for the island. I mean, let's face it, we're surrounded by our own moat. We're a safe way. Wonderful little place. But it's not just about the fish as well, it's also about the coastal paths and the other ways that you can enjoy and appreciate this wonderful coastal location. So we're trying to mix all of that up together and get that message out there.
Well, the Hamburg's new head chef, Darren Beaver, is among those already on board. He says we need to celebrate local produce.
You get fish from Cornwall and stuff, we'll go to London, to Billingsgates, and then you've got the shipping costs of driving it back down to Isle of Wight, and some companies on the island are selling to London and then bringing it back, so it seems mad in my eyes. So we physically walk down to the fishmongers in the morning, pick the best fish, and then it's on our menu straight away, so 5-6 hours old.
And the festival's to be held between the 14th and 22nd of September. You can find out more details on our website, where you can also find out why a national charity is worried about cuts to traffic police and details of a major boost to Cowes Harbour. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. That's the Isle of Wight tonight. I'm Emma Philo.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.